Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder for CRP and DCP producers about 2013 payments. CRP and DCP payments for 2013 program participants will be issued beginning this week. These payments are deposited directly into participating producers' personal bank accounts. If you've had any unearned payments for 2013, Commodity Credit Corporation will automatically subtract those amounts from the October Direct and Countercyclical or Conservation Reserve Program payments. Producers should also be receiving statement sheets from the USDA in the mail. Remember to check your account deposits. Sometimes statement sheets do not all arrive at the same time. If your payments have not been yet deposited, stop by the local FSA office to see if all your required eligibility forms have been completed. Because all Farm Service Agency payments are made using direct deposit, if you've made any changes to either your accounts or your financial institutions, please contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. Also, please make certain we have your most up-to-date contact information, including phone numbers, addresses, or email, to ensure we're able to timely communicate with you on our programs. And now some notes about the fall certification of all grasses for 2014. Late last year, the Farm Service Agency made changes to the way crops are certified in the state of Iowa. In previous years, producers reported and certified all acres on their land to the local FSA office by June 30 of each year. Beginning with crop year 2013, which was this year, and right now continuing again for crop year 2014 grasses, all perennial forage, established grasses, and fall-seeded small grains will need to be reported by December 15th of this year for the 2014 season. This includes any grass for grazing, established hay and pasture, all headlands, rye, fall wheat, and any grass certified as left standing. During the 2013 crop year, there were no late file fees associated with not certifying by the December date. However, for 2014, late file provisions and fees will be associated with not meeting the December 15th deadline. While certifying foraging grasses this fall, producers may also complete and report their annual CRP certification at the same time. Next, county committee voting. Ballots for this year's county committee election will be mailed to eligible voters beginning Monday, November 4th. Voters must complete their ballots and return them to their Farm Service Agency County office by the close of business on December 2nd. If mailed, ballots must be postmarked by midnight December 2nd as well. If they participate or cooperate in any FSA program that is provided by law, persons who are of legal voting age and have an interest in a farm or ranch as an individual or as the authorized representative of an entity are eligible to vote, as are both spouses when property is owned jointly. If your operation is located in a local administrative area, or LAA, that is having an election this year and you did not receive a ballot, or do not receive a ballot, contact your local FSA office. Now, crop year 2013 marketing assistance loans. As we enter the fall harvest season, grain producers are reminded that FSA provides short-term financing through low-interest commodity loans on their eligible harvested production. These 9-month marketing assistance loans, MALs, allow producers to store their production either on the farm or in a warehouse for later marketing. Producers who share in the risk of producing the production of an eligible commodity and who maintain beneficial interest in the commodity through the term of the note are eligible to receive a marketing assistance loan. To maintain beneficial interest, producers must retain the ability to make decisions about the commodity. They must be responsible for loss because of damage to the commodity, and they must have title to the commodity. Once beneficial interest in a commodity is lost, then eligible for a loan, even if beneficial interest is later regained. If any grain under a marketing assistance loan is going to be sold or is sold and needs to be moved to the elevator, a 15 or 30-day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to our office is all that is needed to begin the process. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for unauthorized disposition are severe, and producers' names remain on a loan violation list for a 2-year period. So always call before you hold any grain under loan. Next, highly erodible land and wetland compliance. Participants in USDA programs, including landowners and operators, are reminded that in order to receive payments from USDA, they must be in compliance with highly erodible land, HEL, and wetland conservation, WC, provisions. Producers with HEL soils must apply tillage, crop residue, and rotation requirements as laid out in either their farm's conservation plan or conservation system. If planning to conduct land clearing or drainage projects, producers are reminded to first notify their local Farm Service Agency office to ensure they remain in compliance. Areas that will have trees cleared and removed to create new or additional cropland also need to be reviewed to ensure any work done will not adversely impact your eligibility for USDA benefits. Prior to conducting these activities, Landowners and operators are reminded that they need to complete Form 801026, which is a highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation certification form, to determine if a referral to the Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS, is necessary. For more information on highly erodible land and wetland compliance provisions, contact our office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.